So welcome, everyone. It's my privilege to welcome you to part two of our Shambhala Consciousness class, Presence. We had 8 weeks of peace. We had 3 weeks of vacation. And now we're starting Presence. And so I'm in the presence of a grandmother, an elder, a teacher. And I'm in the home of Grandmother Sasa, who is my teacher and my grandmother. And I've asked her to share, we've done ceremonies since Friday, and just to share what's important for her, to her, for us to know. So please join me in welcoming with our big hearts, Grandmother Sasa.
Thank you. I always start with a prayer for the people. And today it's Grandfather Chief above the heavenly stars. Hear our humble prayer, O great one. You are the giver of life and everything that comes with it. I'm but a small blade of grass in the vastness of Mother Earth. I ask for your guidance so I can see the beauty you have put before us. Grandfather, I ask you to use us as instruments to bring down the healing energy that's so needed at this time. Grandfather, I ask you to take all of our prayers today and put them within this hoop of life so that we can come back and become one with each other and speak as one. Aho. So I thank you all for coming and being part of this circle. And, you know, walking in the beauty walk is what we're doing. We're coming together for humanity. And a lot of prophecy is coming forward. And as a holder of the energy of the Eastern Door, we went into ceremony so that we can work through the Eastern Door of that next part of the fifth world. And so we naturally went through. A lot of people think there has to be a lot of ceremony around it. What we have to do is get our hearts and minds together so that we can make up our mind if that's what we choose to do. And in our choosing, look at the newness, look at the old of our souls, everything in our soul that we wanted to heal or let go of, we can walk through and let go of it at this time. And by doing that, that beauty walk becomes stronger and more beautiful for us. The Eastern Door here at this time of the medicine hoop and ceremony, this is the time we cut the tree of life and we bring it into the circle. The tree of life is us, all of us as people. And we have put it together so that we can understand and become one with each other again. So every time we do the spring ceremony, the tree teaches us first, it gives up its life for us. Then it starts telling a story of how that tree will be the next 6 months as it's in the hoop. And it tells me a story. And the story has already begun. There are a lot of hard spots in the circles that we're coming to. Creator, the universe, life, and the great mystery. And we have to be more present with ourself. We have to go into ceremony like we are now and understand by prayer and ceremony, we make ourselves stronger, clearer, and more defined in what we want to do and choose to do. These are the moments. I think that our soul has been calling out for a long time. And one of the things that I find with the European people is they don't understand a lot of the natives here were enslaved and brought to Europe. A lot of you have a lineage of native blood in you and it's calling back to you. And it's opening you up to another part of yourself in spiritual mind and body, spirit. It's our mental and emotional self that's opening up. We want change, but we don't know how to bring about that change. And so myself, I've been sent here to the Eastern Doorway to hold the energy to start the Center for Healing the Healers. And in that, we're opening those doors, we're helping people that have been healers that need cleaning up and clearing out. and understanding. And I think that it's a very powerful time on earth of change that we all need to be present with. We're here to bring understanding. The honesty is that as elders and grandmothers and grandfathers, it's our part of our life that we've worked for as a sacrifice to the people to bring the understanding, to bring the understanding of respect of self, because a lot of it we have lost. We've lost the protocol, we've lost the spiritual law, and those are the two things that I speak very strongly about right now, of us bringing that within ourself, our spirit. The spirit is working very, very hard to make the changes, the understanding, and the love of self. But if we work hard, we can all get there. It isn't just given. We have to do our work to make it happen. And so by being on this and listening to the spirit of your teacher, it's making that doorway open. It's opening a place within our heart, because our first altar is our heart. Our second altar of life is what our mother, our grandmothers brought us to, is our table. Our tables are laid out because families haven't been coming back to the circle of their table, where the women are the nourishers, they're the givers of life. They have to bring back that spiritual law and protocol and call their family back to that table, because that brings us nourishment in body, mind, and spirit. And that is some of what we've been disconnected with. It isn't that we just set the table. It's our presence of what we put on that table and how we address it. I go to many families that have been lost, and to bring them back to their altar is to put a tablecloth on, fresh flowers, bring the food of nourishment that the family needs, and to start bringing the children back, not eating in their bedrooms, the living room, the cellar, or any place else, and the parents, and bringing a circle of life back to that table, because that's how we begin. How do we learn? We go to the circle. We go to the table. We have to have nourishment. Our mothers, our grandmothers always brought that to us in the way they knew how. But the presence of those things have not been used or utilized in the way they should. So the understanding has been lost. How do we show them again? By being those mothers, grandmothers, aunties, sisters, we bring them back to our table, our altar, and start nourishing, start talking about it. What do we want to change? With the children, I say, I'm going to put a word up of the week for you to learn. I'm going to put it on the refrigerator because everybody goes there. And then what do you see in the meaning of that word? That's how we start a voice around the table. Everybody has a commitment to it. Everybody has a voice in it. And everybody should be heard. And we do that.
Can you say more about, because we've been talking about commitment, and what to you does this fifth world mean? What, how will we know when we've walked through the gate to the fifth world, and what is presence and commitment in that walk?
First, we find peace that we've never had in a long, long time. When we walked into that wheel and we did ceremony, we came up, there was a peace that we haven't felt in this world for a long time. Our commitment in going through it is to make up our mind if we choose to. And in our choice of going through, what is it that we want to do for ourselves that we haven't done? It's taking responsibility of self, it's changes, it's healing. And I see the world that we can all be open to if we choose to. There are the times of control, manipulation, greed, and all those without uncaring are going to start falling away. But at first, there is going to be turmoil, because people are going to resist it, because society out here doesn't realize what they're doing to their children. And it was predicted hundreds of years ago that this change would come. And, you know, the children are so much on electronics and stuff that they can't even write properly. They don't know the mannerisms properly. They come to the table, put the phone away, put the electronics away. We're going to have a conversation. And that's hard for children to get them engaged and understand that they count just as much as the elders that are there. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say. These are the changes. Now, in the difficulty, if we don't go back and practice prayer and ceremony again, we'll be back to the same square again. You know, there was four worlds before us. We failed them as human beings. We're going into the fifth of change. What are we going to do again? Because we can change it. It's up to us, our responsibility, each individual. You know, if we want to be mean and hateful, we'll be mean and hateful until we decide that that isn't what we want to be. Now, if we want to be beautiful and walk that beauty walk and think of others other than ourselves sometimes, we will do it. And I think that's the responsible part as being teachers, is we have to show a pathway. When I started the medicine, it was when I decided to do it, I had to sacrifice and give up everything for the people. It isn't about me, it's about the people. And it was a big part of it because we have to change this world and set an example. And if we do that, the doorways are going to open. People are thirsty to hear the stories and why. You know, the seven generations back have suffered greatly at the hands of many, and we know the difference. Now it's time to bring our soul back into what we choose in our lineage, heal it, and move on. You know, we can't blame anybody else for our behavior. We're accountable for it. So in that accounting, why don't we change it? In the native way, every morning we face the eastern door as the sunlight is coming up from the east, the first doorway, the eagle. What do we want? How do we want to change it? We ask. We can ask anything for ourselves that we choose at that eastern door to begin again. Then we go at the evening, we face the west, give thanks for the day. No matter how hard or whatever it was, we give thanks because we're not going to repeat it. We're going to learn from it and move on. And then we go to dream time. And dream time, we can go, and there is so many things other than what we're on earth to go above and work just as hard. As a dreamer, there's more things done up there than down here because people are accessible and they comply. They'll listen. And most of them down here feel they have to resist and hit that wall. And it's very hard for me sometimes to watch how many times a person will do that before they learn. And I ask them, why are you doing that to yourself? You don't have to do that. You have more beauty and more, but somebody has to be reminded of that and know that somebody loves them. And that love, when I say I love people. It's from my heart, my soul. That's what I came to do from the blue star. I came back to bring hope to the people once again. And so we're all looking at that. There isn't any healer, any sacred person that doesn't need love. We all need it. And we can all give it to one another if we choose it. You know, we've all had trauma, severe trauma as Native people. And looking at all that, there is no answers, but we can change. We can heal. We can love and not bring hatred and everything. And people say to me, well, you haven't been... No, but I've been through my own trauma, definitely. But I'm not going to use that trauma to hate people or not to heal. It's hard for me to understand sometimes why people can go so deeply into their pain and take it out on people when they're responsible. Why did your soul ask for that teaching? Only you can answer that. You know, I can try to help you with that, but you have to answer that. So when we take these going through peace, what does peace bring to us? That's what we went in and we found peace because we choose peace. Now we're going to find the presence of it and bring it down so that we can find more love, more balance and harmony and peace, and forgive ourselves sometimes for things that we have chosen, because that ain't the end. And working with people in hospice and stuff, you know, it's always something they have done that I look at and it's like you held all that pain and all of that, but that was their teaching this time and it's their choice. And that's why when we become presence within our soul to make changes, to love ourselves more, you know, our mental, our emotional, our spiritual, and our physical self, we have to work with every day. We have to work on it and work on it. Mm-hmm. It isn't just given to us. We have to do that.
Can you kind of leave us with you started with a prayer and opened the way and leave us with a blessing that keeps us open in your way?
Grandmothers, grandfathers, hear my words of blessings. I bless upon the people of this earth and humanity that they find the peace and the love within their hearts of healings that they so do desire at this time. I pray that they will find that facing of the eastern door and walk through to that fifth world. That's what I'm praying for the people today and the blessing of that. Because as you're blessed, I'm blessed. And the next person is blessed. We all are, because we're going to change into that good light that we want within our soul and our hearts. My blessing and my prayers will always be with you all. I say I will see you in dream, because it doesn't end here. It goes to dream. And I'll dream you in. With much love, thankfulness, gratitude here today, I bless you all. I hope.
Grandmother, thank you. Make me cry. Thank you. Just be in that space for a few minutes of that beautiful blessing.